see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Going by the book.
And welcome to This Afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. This is Watchmen for Jesus program today. On this beginning of the week. Oh, we got a good week coming up. The 16th. Oh, there's so much going on. The 16th of coming up is the American Spring, the march that the veterans are going to make, and all sorts of things going on around the 16th. Watch it very carefully. Veterans, be very careful. You're being set up. And you can't trust your hierarchy by no stretch of the imagination. You cannot trust the military hierarchy because you have, in fact, been infiltrated. There's no question about that, none. Don't be fooled by your leaders. Some of them may be benevolent, but there's some in there that's not. And be very careful. Watch what's in the marching group. Look for those black boots. Look for those wanting to cause trouble that think they're some kind of Rambo or some other such nonsense, because they're there working for either the militia, who are heavily infiltrated, and they're working there to start trouble and point it toward the veterans, who are there for a good reason, but it's not the way to do it. To march, march doesn't do it. It never has. Marching is simply a way to get out there. Certainly showing support, certainly. But it's also a way they use to instigate the riots, the trouble. Martin Luther King figured this one out. Up in Vancouver, Canada, they knew it. It works every time. The troublemakers will march in like a fire team group. They're cowards. So they don't travel alone and start trouble. They work in Fire Teams Plus. They'll be disguised. They'll have little hoodies on maybe or something to not show their faces or their profiles. Split them up and watch what happens. They run. When they start trouble, get between them and the law enforcement. There's ways to handle these troublemakers that's going to infiltrate into your march. There will be infiltrators. They will be taking your photographs, and they will do facial recognition. They'll keep track of every face. They have software that does that. This is the purpose of it. As the purpose of the Million Man March or whatever they had on the 1st of May. That's how they do it. They have computer software and those cameras that just beyond your imagination. You know, they can track DNA, and they have been able to for over a decade. The patents, I've got the list of patents. It's not TV, it's not science fiction, it's real. They can track DNA from satellite. Family, this is 10 years plus old technology. It's not new. I've been saying it for 5 years now. Y'all better know what you're dealing with, and you cannot trust your hierarchy. Those that claim to be patriots at the highest level are lying to you. Well, case in point, Jared Boykin, he's a liar. He's a Knights of Malta. Knights of Malta have taken a blood oath against you. Rick Joyner, he's a so-called evangelist. He's not an evangelist. He's a Luciferian. He's a Knights of Malta. He's taken a blood oath against you. Now, they're promoting, in his own words, they're promoting revolution. They want to use you just like they did the Bonus Army in 1932. They want to try it again. After all, it worked in 1917 with Komonov. They branded him a traitor, declared martial law. FDR was planning this March 4th, 1939. He says it in his own words behind closed doors. I got the quote directly. Well, not directly from him, but I got the quote documented from Senator Lundeen, who gave it to a bona fide researcher named William G. Carr. Confirms the dictatorship that FDR was going to plan. A dictatorship planned by Nixon later on. They always keep failing. Well, I got the evidence. Executive Order 11647. Executive Order 11495. Executive Order 11731. Confirms that Nixon and General Cushman were planning a military takeover of Washington. They're going to have Spiro Agnew assassinated in San Diego in September 1972, I believe it was, 72, 73. It didn't work out, so they had to come up with charges against Agnew to rout him out to cover it up. And long story short, family, they've not stopped. Evidence is clear. You got to know what you're dealing with. I've done extensive research. I've got congressional records. I've got executive orders. It's all bona fide. Go look it up yourself. You can find it. Family, either way they do it, it don't matter. They lose. It's all coming round just as the Bible says. Just as the Bible, the King James Bible says, it's coming round. It's increasing in intensity. Now, normally, I just don't hit the ground slowly when I come on the air here. I just don't. Short time, I don't like to waste time, and I don't like to just dilly-dally. And that's why I record my broadcast, so you can go back and get what you didn't get before, if you're interested. But I'm going to tell you all the truth. I'm a former U.S. Marine officer, a ground pounder, 12 years as a captain. Well, not... But 12 years I was in, second lieutenant, first lieutenant, and captain. I'm not politically correct, nor will ever be. It can sometimes hurt your career. Yeah, it can. But that's just the way it is. Family, it's time to speak out. It's time to step up to the plate. All those of you that are watchmen and knows the truth about Jesus, that knows the truth about this Illuminati, knows the truth about the Freemasonry, and you Freemasons, you better step up to the plate. Know who you're really dealing with in your own organization. Because they've got you saying blood oaths in the first, second, third degrees, and then he'll lie to you about what it's all about, because later on he'll tell you what the symbols are all about later. And they take a blood oath to lie. Something wrong with that picture. There's something strictly wrong with that. You take a blood oath in the sight of God to tell a lie, to keep the secrets. What is that all about? How come people can't figure this out? When you're taking the oath, you're taking the oath to keep secrets. To keep a secret means you got to lie. What's the deal here? Hey, Bugs Bunny, what's going on? Where's Elmer Fudd? This is ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. And you spend, months maybe learning all this handshake, signs, symbols, and all this stuff. For what? And when you quit, what good is it for you? It's not. It's to ferret out those who want to discover the secrets. That's all it's for. It's a satanic organization. It is a Luciferian organization. Confirmed by Albert Pike. You're one of the own initiates. The leader of who actually, Albert Pike formed the plan that murdered all your children in all of Arlington. All of them was because of that low-life Albert Pike, a Freemason and Luciferian. And that's a fact. He planned World War I, World War II, and upcoming World War III was planned by Albert Pike in 1873. He's a Luciferian, a Freemason. Freemasons, get out of there. You have good people in the Freemasons. You have good people that want to do good and all that, but they're lying to you, man. They're lying to you one side up, down the other. At the highest level of government, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Grand Inspector General of Freemasons, all the way down, they're lying to you, man. You see, look up Morals and Dogma. Look it up yourself. It's all there. You can't ask them that. You got to do your own research. They take a blood oath to lie to you. That's why you can't ask them anything. I turned down twice being brought into the lodge because I was a manager for a security corporation. A security contract in a security corporation called Guardsmark. And they asked me twice to come into the Freemasons. Three times. I refuse. I can't do it. I'm a Christian. I cannot become a Freemason. After the third time, didn't go over so well. Then they start harassing you. Then they start making your job almost unbearable. I stood for it for 2 months, and I said, man, I'm out of here. You can have it. Stick it up your wazoo. Family, I'm pleading to the Freemasons. I'm not exposing you as a group. I'm exposing the Freemasonry religion of what you're involved in to get out of there. They're going to kill you when they're done. I mean, literally. It's in the protocols. The protocols. Oh, I do need to talk about that today. Oh, that's a subliminal slip on me. Good deal. That's a good one, though. I'm going to highlight that sucker. I want to talk about that today. Yeah. Protocols. That reminds me of it. It's not Jewish. They're lying to you. It goes back to May the 1st, 1776. When the protocols were completed. Protocols of Lord and Elders of Zion. So the bombshell discovery, last day of 2012, U.S. War Department, you're right, like they tell the truth, authenticates the protocols of Lord and Elders of Zion in 1919. Yeah, a bunch of liars. The protocols of Lord and Elders of Zion go back to May the 1st, 1776. Adam Weishaupt, a Jesuit priest. They call him renegade as a plausible deniability. The Vatican lies, man. I'm going to talk about religion today, too. Jesus Christ is not about religion. I'm going to expose left and right this week. I'm going to expose, if it's got underwear, I'm going to expose it. Wesak Festival, I'm going to expose that, too, more. You need to know more about that darn festival. It's nothing but murderous. They sacrifice children on this thing. And it's Bohemian Grove on steroids, this one called Wesak Festival. It's way beyond having a little festival of tarot cards and and crystal balls and dance around a maypole and playing naked in the bushes. It's a whole lot more evil than that. That's just a cover for it. You have the fallen angels. Satan himself is invoked into this meeting. Do you understand how evil this thing really is? How significant it is in people's lives every year? People don't realize it. Nobody's exposing it. They even advertise it on the internet. You can buy a ticket for $200-$300. Well, it can't be bad, right? You know, they vet it out, too. It's one of the most evil get-togethers you can only imagine. Bohemian Grove pales to it. Family, let's dedicate the broadcast, and let's get down to it. Got a lot to cover all this week. Lord, today we come before you in prayer. And we do pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, we pray over us today, the blood of Jesus to protect us, Lord, to cover us in any interruptions, and Satan's interruptions, and Father, any way that's going to deter us to talk, Father, and to speak out the truth. Father, to forgive us of our sins, that we'll be connected to the Holy Spirit. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, that will you convict us of that when we commit these sins. That, Lord, we'll clear it up, Lord. Lord, we're going to pray. We're going to pray today, Father. We're going to pray, Lord, that you guide us today. Lord, to keep Satan away. To keep him away from us, Lord. Because, Father, we know that the interruptions are going to increase. They're going to get worse. And, Lord, we need that Holy Spirit power to come upon us. To guide us along. Father, we pray for others, Lord, that Holy Spirit will touch their hearts. Convict them of the sins. That, Father, they will submit themselves to Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for our veterans that's coming back, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'll touch them, that you'll use the Holy Spirit to render null and void the effects of those pills and drugs that's been put in their bodies. And Lord, to take those thoughts of suicide from them. Father, to set up divine appointments to deter them of those that you know, Father, that are your elect. Father, you touch them with your Spirit. You set up divine appointments to lead them in the right path. Father, we pray for the children that's being abducted and taken for these witchcraft ceremonies and all this witchcraft that's going on today. Father, we pray that you'll protect them and let some escape, it be your will, and others to bring them to your bosom. Lord, we pray for the clergy and the churches, Lord, that they'll come out with courage to speak the truth, to get away from this corrupted Bibles, and Father, get back with the King James Bible, the true Word of God. Father, we pray for a spirit of truth to come across this land, for the Holy Spirit to touch all those, to give them that reverence and respect of the Word of God. Father, we pray for truth to be brought out and to expose those who are deceitful. And Father, we call upon you to expose those in the Wicca, those in the secret societies, and Father, those into the satanic worship of the highest level, that Father, you expose them with their own mouth of who they really are. So Father, we can pray against them or can distance ourselves from it, but be protected through the Holy Spirit. That's why, Father, we pray. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we plead that precious, uncorrupted blood of Jesus over ourselves, over myself, over our families, and everything that belongs to us. And Lord, we ask for giant warrior angels to be loosed from heaven to surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down and undam and blow up all the walls of protection around all these witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, we ask you to break the power of all curses, the hexes, the vexes, the spells, the charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, all mind control, the jinxes, the potions, bewitchments, the death, destruction they cause, and the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up. And everything else being sent my way, our praying members' way, Father, and their families, be sent back to the senders and back to them right now with the demons, right now, sevenfold back to them, and Father, to bind it to them by the blood of Jesus and protect those that's praying today, Lord. And Father, we pray that those lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, that their own snares and traps have been set against themselves. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name we pray, and we pray on that belt of truth, Lord, to show us the way, that you are our wisdom, you're our counselor, and our hope and our strength. You're everything we need each day. And Father, we pray in the breastplate of righteousness, that, Father, we take time for confession to you. And we thank you for forgiving us and for filling us with your right life. And, Father, we pray on the sandals of peace. We thank you for the peace you give us when we trust and follow you. And, Father, show us how to help others find that same peace, Lord. And we pray into our arms the shield of faith. And we thank you for helping us to have that faith in you. And we choose to count on everything that you've shown us about yourself and everything you've promised us in your holy word. And Father, we pray on the helmet of salvation. We thank you, Father, for promising us salvation, both for today's battles and for all eternity. And finally, Father, we pray into our hands the sword of the Spirit, the almighty word of God in the King James Bible. We thank you for the scriptures you've given us to memorize and those we can use and lead others to Jesus. And Father, to help us to cut through those deceptions and to gain a victory over our enemies that we face today. And these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, it's time for praying, because the time for interruptions is going to just absolutely go off the scale. It's happening often. You're going to see an increase of actual supernatural demonic activity like America's never seen before. And it's going to increase over the months, if not already. They know what they're doing. They can't stop the prophecy, but they go to the weakest link. They always go to the weakest link. They find the weak part and work on that, and that becomes their strength. But your strength lies in the Word of God. Your strength lies in Jesus Christ. And in touch with that is the Holy Spirit to get you in line, because He prays for us. We can't pray directly to God. We're all sinners. We sinned. We haven't paid that price, but Jesus Christ did. He's our intercessor through the Holy Spirit. How that works, I don't know. But I do know the Holy Spirit talks to each and every one of us. Holy Spirit then brings our case through Jesus Christ to the God. When you acknowledge that sin. And to acknowledge that sin, you can't have an excuse. Adam had an excuse. He should have manned up, should have accepted responsibility for the decision he made. He didn't man up. Adam said, I didn't do it. She convinced me of it. It's too weak. Then she said, no, it wasn't me. That snake did it. You see, family, you're saying, wait a minute. How about the donkey of Baal? The donkey of Balaam, excuse me. You see, these demons are nothing more than specks of light. Our soul is like a speck of light in the pineal gland. I'm talking physics and chemistry here. And they light can occupy, that's how a legion of demons can get into your body. Because light don't have, light doesn't have solid particles. If the particles are infinitesimally, unbelievably small, if they are at all. In other words, to occupy your pineal gland would be the same as, roughly speaking, but even this, it would be kind of a, not a good example, but sort of give you an idea. Be like having a gallon jug. We'll go with that. And you pour water in there a little bit. Then you pour milk in there. You pour kerosene in there. You pour oil in there. You pour all. You got different levels of how this is going to work out. You have different levels of demons. But they're all going in that gallon jug. Shake it all up a little bit. They're all in that jug. That jug is you. But these demons are specks of light. That's all Satan is. These, when you see on the YouTube, for example, you have these orbs that go around. I saw an orange orb. It's an amazing thing. Angel. Yeah, a fallen angel. Demons is what they are. God's angels come full body and they go on a mission. They carry out the mission. They go back to God through the second heaven to the third heaven. They don't dilly-dally around. Those that have guardian angels, they're around you, protecting you. You can't see them. And there's a reason why you're not allowed to see them until God knows that you're humbled enough, you know the truth. Like Ezekiel said, to open up the eyes of his servant to see the army around him, surrounding of angels and fiery chariots. Open up his eyes so he can see. One of the reasons is if they were visible and you could sit there and talk to your guardian angel, you'd worship that guardian angel because it's supernatural. But he's there to guard you, to protect you. But when you don't pray on the full armor of God, then that angel won't have the full armor on him either. If you back away from God, as in lust, sin, it's going against God, then that angel and the protection will pull back from you. And it leaves a vacuum, a void. And Satan fills that void up. That's where you get your emotions. Emotions are energy. Literally, frequencies. It's not philosophy. It's not some moral behavior, actually. It's chemistry. It's physics. Lust, hate, all these things are demons that, as a matter of fact, ELF transmissions from ELF towers, they can increase, like the Earth resonance frequency is like 7.8 or 8.2 hertz. If you're a targeted individual with electromagnetic energy, microwave technology, and they target your DNA, they target your microchip with 11 hertz of energy directed toward your DNA, toward your area, you're going to have a riotous, murderous result. You're going to want to kill people. That's what it causes. This is confirmed. Puterich, Ingraham, Jose Delgado. Confirm it. Yale, Harvard. That's a fact, too. So they could target a flash mob in a grid square, or even smaller, with ELF transmission from space to a grid or individuals, turn it up to about 10 hertz or 11 hertz. All you need is one little spark. People be killing each other and not know why. They can also hear voices in their head. I'm going to talk about that probably this week. This is old technology, family. I got the patents for it. This is not something out of nowhere, some science fiction. This is reality. It's why the suicides are being orchestrated on our troops because of the voice of the skull technology. And the psychotropic drugs weakens the conscious control. That's why they want to legalize marijuana. Now, everything I've talked about so far, I could do probably an hour study on broadcast. I'm just covering just the concepts right now. Y'all understand what you're dealing with? Satan has synthesized, using technology, demonic control. Then the demons themselves are based on energy. What do you think a demon is? It's like a being of energy that wants to occupy a human being a body to be able to interact with this physical world. It's called possession. If the body is not prepared properly with the right DNA, then the demon, you have lower level demons. The body acts weird, crazy, gets angry. But if you have the right DNA, Rh negative, copper-based DNA, yeah, then that entity, fallen angel, can occupy the individual. And in fact, they're called avatars. And these avatars, I will name you a few to give you a good example. In fact, it's documented through the Illuminati themselves, their own handbook, called The Signs of Christ, Harold Balliaz, is a textbook of the Illuminati. It lists Martin Luther in the 16th century. He was an avatar. Lincoln was an avatar. That's what the Emancipation Proclamation was all about. Lincoln was supposed to bring that into them. But he was not supposed to rebel against the Illuminati like he did. Plato, Aristotle, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, I got documented, was an avatar of the fallen angels. That's where he got his genius. It wasn't Leonardo da Vinci's genius. Neither was Albert Pike. Wasn't his genius. Wasn't Albert Adam Weishaupt. Wasn't his genius. They were possessed by avatars, directed, just like Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Anna Bissett. Now you understand how this really works, the interaction of the supernatural with the natural. This brings you what I was going to talk about today. World War III. World War I and II had planned, went exactly like they planned it. Exactly like they planned it. Except one small part didn't. The major part about being a world order never happened. Now you see how detailed this really, what's going on? And the enemy are the secret societies. It's not Islam. It's not Zionism. These are fictitious alternate enemies. Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah and all this stuff. Oh, no. Are they used? Yes. Do they kill people? Oh, yeah. Are they enemy? Absolutely. Are they controlled by themselves? No. They're controlled by the Vatican, the Illuminati, which are Italian and Roman. German. That's the real Illuminati, not the Jews. The White Boy Club, Christian Identity and the others, seem to think it's Jews, Jewish conspiracy. They keep forgetting about Lucifer. They keep forgetting about the Roman Illuminati and the Vatican. Everybody just stops short of what their agenda is. Notice that. If they're a Democrat, they'll never bring in the Democrats as part of it. If they're Republican, they won't talk about the murdering that the Republican war hawks do. If they're Democrats, they won't bring in the Marxist socialist regime and agenda that they have, that they work together. They don't bring that in. Martin Luther King figured that one out. That's why they had to murder him. They murdered JFK. They murdered Bobby Kennedy. Murdered Malcolm X. They made a clean sweep of people who were not working with them. The Vatican. The Pentagon. The CIA. Mafia. Mossad. Those four men were murdered because they were not cooperating with the Illuminati or the Freemasons in a real crucial time of our history. God always intervenes when it's not time yet. They're not in control. It would do the Joint Chief of Staff to take a lesson, but it seems that they won't. And they can't, really. It's pathetic that they can't, but they're under a blood oath not to. So they're slaves. Brief the Council of Foreign Relations. Which is the Illuminati. I kind of see that as a conflict of interest, just a little bit. How come none of them actually voiced dissatisfaction with having to brief the Illuminati? Oh, tongue in cheek on that one. I know the answer. They'd lose their jobs, wouldn't they? They'd have an affair or something another that would make them lose their career if they didn't cooperate. It's really got to be tough, man, to be a slave and a four-star general. It's got to be demeaning. Well, anyway, I guess some of them can handle it. Because when you're under a blood oath, you're nothing but a slave. to your own lives. Because you're afraid of death. It's not about war, not about shooting bang bang and all that. That's, there's brave men went before these others that they couldn't hold a candlestick to. Lance corporals and PFCs and corporals that gave their life for a war that they orchestrated, the Council of Foreign Relations, orchestrated to kill our own soldiers and Marines. The Council of Foreign Relations is nothing but a bunch of murderers. And the Republican war hawks, the Council of National Policy, are no better. They know exactly what they're doing. They're a bunch of murderers. Oh, the evidence is clear. I don't make this lightly or emotionally. I'm telling you exactly what they are. Because they're under a secret society. And that are those is the enemy. Because they believe they'll be the next saints. Well, as a matter of fact, Chicago Tribune, 1950s, confirms what I say. Not just me. I just don't make this stuff up. I've made some claims, haven't I? I guess I should put up or shut up, right? Yeah. Well, quote, Chicago Tribune. The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War, unquote. The Chicago Tribune. You're probably asking, well, where was that? And I'll say, well, I'll tell you where. You'll find that specifically in Tragedy and Hope, Carol Quigley, who, by the way, was an inspiration to Billy Bob Clinton, another Luciferian, like his partner Buchanan. Same thing. They're both high-level priests in the Luciferian order. The Chicago Tribune article was dated December the 9th, 1950. Tragedy and Hope, you'll find it on page 92. Chicago Tribune put out some good articles that period of time before they got controlled. Matter of fact, you know then, the war hawks, I've just kind of told you about them, Republican war hawks, they're nothing there but to murder and kill, and set up wars to kill off our soldiers and Marines, set up for their so-called New Atlantis. Well, that's Republicans. Your LaHayes and Oliver Norris and Palins and all these others are all secret society members and so forth and so on. It's such a tragic thing. So there's your Republicans, Missler and a whole lot of them, members of the Council of National Policy, which is underneath and controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. You'll find it there. So let's not leave the Democrats out. Or not the Democrats, but the Democrat Party. And in fact, I'll quote Norman Mattoon Thomas, just to make it fair to you. 1944, Norman Mattoon Thomas was a Socialist Party candidate for President of the United States. And in 1944, he said, and I quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. Until one day, America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say in the speech, quote, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform." Unquote. Now, you can refute that if you want to, but you'll lose. But go on ahead. It's all right. Now, that being said, about socialism, how about us connecting dots here? Because that's what people aren't doing. Because we're all so busy with Dancing with the Stars, golf, all this and all that. We don't have time to look. And the euthanasia bill for your children so they can kill themselves, you know, little things like that. You're not worried about that much. You know, I guess people aren't. Well, talking about the socialist regime back in 1944, it should then come at no surprise when Herbert London, an educator of New York University, 1987. 1944 was Norman Mattoon Thomas, right? 40 years later, to show you the continuity, Herbert London of New York University said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. Herbert London of New York University. That ought to be an eye-opener. Herbert London, Marxism Thriving on American Campuses, in the publication called The World and I, January 1987, page 187. And Roger Kimball, about 1989, his educator said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire Marxist and humanist menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels," unquote. Roger Kimball, you'll find it in what's called Tenured Radicals, publication in Harper and Row, New York, 1990. You'll find it on page room numeral 8. Go for it. Everything I tell you, I got it documented, or I won't tell you. And if I have an opinion, I say, well, this is my opinion, but it's based on these evidences. And I give the evidences, or I have some. That's how you state an opinion, is your opinion is based on facts put together by, evidence put by facts. Then you could come to a conclusion based on that. Family, you got to do your research on this, all of you. If I could do it, anybody can do it. But it's a fact that the King James Bible is the only true word of God on the face of the planet. There is no other. All these other Bibles are junk. New King James Bible, evidence confirms. It's one of the worst ones out there. NIV, no better. They're all missing verses, changed words, and this is by design. Not remotely so you can help me read it. Not at all because easy to read. The easy to read part? That means they've changed the words. And the words don't have the same meaning that God intended it as the King James Bible translators. So making it easier to read changes the meaning. Some of these preachers out here know it too. Because they're a part of this agenda. That's pathetic. I just wish that these congregations would rise up and force the Freemasons to be quiet and shut up. Sit down and tell the preacher, now you take the money we give you and you order King James Bibles because it's the only true word of God. NIV is trash. New King James Bible, New American Standard Bible, none but garbage. Because it has corrupted the holy word of God. Because it includes it, doesn't make it good. It's because it's corrupted the word of God. That's worse. Well, I got saved by the NIV. If you got saved then, the Holy Spirit would tell you this Bible's corrupted. Great, now you move to the King James Bible and start using that from now on. Instead of continuing with being corrupted. Versions. This is provable. Irrefutably. And yet people don't want to see the proof. How does that work? I don't understand that, but anyway. Let's go into the news. And let's talk about reality, what's going on. And certainly don't believe what I tell you. Check it out. Challenge it. You've got playing off of Clinton's lead, Bush's lead, Lord, going back to 93 till now, of destroying our U.S. military by design, going with the Joint Chief of Staff lead of destroying our military. Oh, yes, you are. You know it, what you're doing, too. That's pathetic. And you used to be military lieutenants and ensigns, and you went to college, didn't you? You had Americans that were friends of yours as you're going through school in ROTC and whatever, and yet you turn your back on them by taking a blood oath and planning their destruction. That's absolutely pathetic, Joint Chief of Staff. But you will be judged for that. Your blood oath will mean nothing but your undoing. Obama floats trial balloon on allowing transsexuals into the military. A bearded drag queen, singing contest winner, crowned as new darling of Europe. And guess who that drag queen looks like? Y'all catch that? Looks like Jesus Christ, we think looks like. Like Sanand Emanuel, which isn't Jesus Christ at all. Jesus, I'm sorry guys, but that's not Jesus in the pictures. Jesus has hair like wool and bronze skin, short hair. That's the real Jesus Christ. Well, this one looks like Jesus Christ. He's got a beard and he looks like a woman and he sings he won. This is how they do Miss America pageants, Miss Universe pageants. They use it for political, moral, type agendas for the Illuminati. That's what it's for. That's the only reason. So we can sit there at the TV when they come out with a bathing suit, just there, you know, that's lust ain't get you every time. Now they got children. Don't get me started on this. No. They got children. You parents, what's wrong with you parents? What in the world is wrong with you? Putting your child, 3, 5, 6, 7 years old, in beauty pageants, dressed up with lipstick? Have you lost your cotton picking, ever loving pea picking mind? What's wrong with you? And they got a little YouTube going along there, showing this probably 10-year-old, 9-year-old, in leotard kind of thing. There's nothing left to the imagination, doing some kind of a dance on YouTube that is definitely not good. You understand? What's wrong with parents today? Are they the parents of the baby boomers? The baby boomers were targeted, you know. Because the baby boomers grew up in the 60s. They knew that. The period of cultural revolution and drugs. The baby boomers are the grandparents of children today. Are they not? And the parents are the children of the 70s and 80s. How about that? Because they're planning for the children of the 2025 to be completely nil of God of the Bible. Family, they planned a century in advance. They planned the civil rights movement in 1700s. You understand what I'm talking about here? Well, back to what I was talking about. The NFL's first openly gay draft pick, Michael Sam, celebrates by kissing boyfriend on national TV. Who cares, right? No, they care because they want you to see it. Man, they are heavy loading this. But back to the transsexuals in the military. Look, Obama just following up with Clinton and Bush, Carter, Reagan, the whole lot of them. You probably wonder what I'm talking about, don't you? I guess I should tell you. I'll do this quickly. I could take 30 minutes to tell you, but I'll try to do the short version of it. The plan, ever since 1991, 92, 93 time frame, when they realized that they could not use U.S. military personnel, soldiers, against other Americans, they realized it wouldn't work. They started bringing in foreign troops in 1993, actually before that, 1980s. Hey, fact, 1932-33, they used American military against the World War I veterans. General Patton, MacArthur, or the Major Patton, the Major MacArthur, and Blackjack Pershing, Eisenhower. Remember the Bonus Army? They tried again in the 1960s with Kent State. Well, as a matter of fact, that low-life FDR, who's a communist and a liar to American people back then, I'll just read you a quote from him, confirms it. I think I owe you that. I'm trying to show you what you're dealing with, family. You know, y'all get mad at me if you want to. You can turn off if you want to, but I'm going to tell you the truth. March 4th, 1939. Behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, and one of the committee members was Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, who sat through this quote from FDR, the real FDR. And you'll find this quote yourselves, if you want to, in Red Fog Over America by William G. Carr. Now listen to the part of this, and this is 6 years after there was attempted military coup of the U.S. government, that never took place because General Butler of the Marine Corps blew the whistle. He was a good man. He was a good general. He was not politically correct like these bags we got today. They're nothing but, don't get me started. But in any case, they're nothing but secret society members. Here's what President Roosevelt said 6 years after an attempted coup. He was planning another one after 1941. Now, this is 2 years before Pearl Harbor, 1939. So 6 years after a military coup was planned but failed because General Butler blew the whistle. And they killed him about the same year, 39, 1940. And then it's 2 years before Pearl Harbor. After all, in 1920s, mid-20s, FDR, before his president, and Churchill, his higher-level cousin, and the Japanese elite, they planned Pearl Harbor between 1922 and 1928 to get us into a war. So here's a quote behind closed doors that's never to leave those quarters. Special War Finance Committee, Ways and Means Committee, and the Secret Audience of the Military Appropriation Committee. Senator Lundeen was a member of one of those committees. And about 10 years or so, give or take, after the meeting, after World War II, Senator Lundeen had met up with William G. Carr and gave him this quote. You understand? And this quote summarizes the same attitude exactly of all of our presidents, except for Lincoln, McKinley, JFK, and to a certain extent, Andrew Jackson, way before. Andrew Jackson has his own little problems, though, with the Indians. He was a little bit nasty with them. That was a problem there. But he still beat the Illuminati by balancing the budget. They tried to kill him 3 times. They missed it. He beat the guy, the third one, with both the muskets misfired point blank. Andrew Jackson beat the dickens out of him with his cane. He's the only president in our history ever really balanced a budget. No other president ever has. And Clinton was a dadgum liar, too. I got his budget. I know what his budget, about 7 or 8 of his spendings that went up, didn't go down. I can name them off if you want me to. Anyway, here's what FDR said behind closed doors. Listen to the words carefully. It's very telling of all of our history and the attitude of all our presidents. All of them. I mean all of them. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, FDR said the following. I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people, that is the globalist, the Illuminati, ahead of all instruments. Every instrument is American people he's talking about here. I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war, and a war only. to hell with the American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Infest America with all the aliens possible. In the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program, unquote. Well, they never succeeded. They succeeded in starting World War II, working with the Japanese elite. They planned on taking over the United States. Hitler was to be the world leader. In the sixth phase, the United States would be controlled. But it didn't work out that way. The Japanese failed to completely liquidate or to neutralize the Pearl Harbor. Satan was turned over to his power lust, and they lost control of him there. And it just fell apart. Yeah, I wonder why. It wasn't time yet. God's in control, y'all. Sixth phase during the period of 1943. They even have maps dated 1941-42 that shows how the world was divided into 10 unions. Hitler was to invade the United States from Canada. Japan was supposed to invade the United States from California. And FDR was going to pronounce martial law and dictatorship. Britain and France was to be taken over by Hitler, aided by Churchill, his cousin. Churchill, Hitler, Queen Elizabeth II, and Stalin are all second cousins of the Merovingian bloodline. Queen Elizabeth married her second cousin, Prince Philip. That's sick or what? But they're all the same genetic bloodline of the tribe of Dan, Ashkenazi, Khazars, fake Jews, under the mistaken idea that they are the bloodline of Jesus and Mary. That's what they really believe. What they don't know, or maybe they do know, either way, the Jesus they say is Jesus and Mary wasn't Jesus at all. His name was Sananda Emmanuel, a fallen angel. Did the hanky-panky with a woman that they call Mary to cause a hybrid offspring for the Merovingian bloodline that's protected by the Knights Templar. Well, that opens up a whole lot of stuff there on that one. I don't know if some of y'all caught that. It opens up a whole can of worms. The Antichrist coming out of Czechoslovakia. The Antichrist, European, a martial-looking kind of guy, a big, handsome, strong-looking, tall individual. Blue eyes, blonde hair, some kind of hair color, dark brown, blonde something. The false prophet, Sananda Emmanuel, fallen angel. They call him Yeshua, the fake name of Jesus. If you look up everything I've said in sort of cryptic way, everything I've said has a history behind it so far. It's all connected because it's going by the book. They always have an inner circle, outer circle, and sometimes an inner circle of protection of their people. The popes, there are three of them. The white pope, which is Francis. He's a Jesuit. Another liar. You have a black pope, which was at one time Adolfo Nicholas. Jesuit general of the Jesuits. The Jesuits were funded by the Borgia. Italian. Roman Catholic. Luciferian. Well, the one that controls the both of them for this duality of good pope and bad pope, salt and pepper, is the great pope, who's the real pope, controls both of them. His name is Pepe Orsini. Orsini is Italian, if you haven't figured that out yet, not Jew. And the Borgia, excuse me, the Orsinis are in the same bloodline as the Borgias, Aldo Brandinis, Breakspears, etc. And that is a connection to the Illuminati, the Roman Illuminati, the real Illuminati. That's the inner circle. It's what's really going on. Now, you see, they come out with, well, actually, let me go back to what I was talking about. I go off these little rabbit trails every now and then. That's more often than that. Obama floats in a trial balloon on allowing transsexuals in the military. I was telling you about how they're weakening the U.S. military by design. I was a recruiting officer, lieutenant in Buffalo, New York, in 1978. So I know the questions you ask. Those long-haired, strangly, fat bodies that come in and want to be Marines. And they come in there with their little locks and big bellies and or skinny cells or whatever. And you ask them questions and all this, and you vet them out and so forth. Are you a homosexual? Are you engaged in homosexuality? No, sir, I haven't. Okay. Are you engaged in homosexuality? Well, yes, sir, I have. Well, you're not eligible. Okay, that's the 70s. Well, 1992-93, oh, by the way, homosexuals and straight males don't get along in the showers. And straight males, that you're macho and all this kind of thing, look at a homosexual, whether you like it or not, as feminists. And they like to beat them up. That's just the way it is. Deal with it. That's just the way the people are. Okay? Well, the way to weaken the forces is to force them into the shower room, force them into the barracks, and that way you can never get together because they're going to separate each other. Oh, this is one of many ways they've tried to destroy our military forces. Well, here's the point. In 1993, Billy Bob Clinton, Luciferian, said, "Don't ask, don't tell." Why would he do that? What is the purpose of that? It succeeded all along without it. Why all of a sudden does Billy Bob Clinton, a Luciferian, his wife, who knows what, Hillary, ask the question, say, don't ask the question, don't ask, don't tell. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. That's to get the homosexuals in the military, right? That's one of those, what do you call it? Well, duh. So, don't ask, don't tell. So, the idea here is to get in the military and get you a career in computers or dispersing or electronics or whatever, or aircraft mechanics. Are you homosexual? Don't ask the question. So, you just come in, they scratch it off the questionnaire. But get them in. Because they're coming in for a career and then they get out there 3, 4, 5 years and get out and they go to the civilian world and they've had free education. You see how it works? So don't tell them you're homosexual. Well, don't ask them. So they're going to come in anyway. Make it normal. That's what he did. So now, 1993, all the way through, you have them inundated. They know that. They knew it all along. Now when Obama comes along, it's now okay to come out of the closet. What'd you do that for? Because now they can openly say, I'm a homosexual and I love it. Matter of fact, they made sure that they had a marriage on the White House lawn. I think it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, some other Supreme Court something or another. Oh, yeah, justice. I don't like saying the word because they're not. They're frauds. But in any case, conducted ceremony. And you had one Marine, homosexual, proposing to another on the White House lawn, made sure they had pictures of it. Well, it worked perfectly. You had 15,000 sexual assaults in 2011, or 12, anyway, of male to male. You had 12,000 female assault by male. Well, that's another story right there. Lifting the ban on women in frontline units. That's another story. That's another way. That's number two way. Now you see what I'm talking about. You understand this. And we're heading to World War III. They knew this all along, but they want to make sure our troops are weak. We'll make sure that they don't have cohesion in the units to make sure we can't resist the formation of the North American Union and the foreign troops to take over. And to enhance it, let's send them out to Timbuktu, other countries. Get them out of the country, man. Get them out. Bring women to frontline units. Increase sexual assaults. Bring homosexuals out. So now you have a division, and it's worked perfectly. Because Marines that were combat veterans are getting out because of this reason. I ain't saying this no more. I'm getting out of here. That's what they want. Now Obama puts icing on the cake. He's now floating, allowing transsexuals in the military. Family, they're all working together to weaken our military forces. Own so-called commander-in-chief. It's not. It's baloney. And yet our troops are out there hanging by a thread, dying for what? They're setting them up for slaughter, like they have since the Civil War. Every war has been a setup and false flag leading to the New World Order. Every single war. Confirmed by FDR. Confirmed by General Butler. War is a Racket by General Butler, Marine Corps, wrote about it. Every attack has been false flag from Fort Sumter, sinking of the Maine. All this is confirmed and on testimony. Lusitania, it's all coming out. I've been saying this for 5 doggone years, man. I've been hammering it for 5 years on the air. Now the suckers are coming out with it. Just openly. We don't care. We're telling you. It's all coming out. Pearl Harbor, all of them have been false flags set up by our own Luciferian secret society government. Led by the Vatican. Controls all the others. Not the Jews. It's Luciferian. World War III is on the way. But not the World War III they say is Russia. That's ridiculous. World War III is between Islam and political Zionism when the second seal is broken. That's when after a peace period, then comes a real World War III. Right now, some of these talk shows out here and some of these newspapers and Before It's News and all these coming up with stuff, it's not World War III at the Ukraine. That's a lie. It's distraction. Will they have a world war? Probably, but it's not World War III. It's not Armageddon. Hagee may need to take a lesson or two or go back to Bible school. Him and all the rest of them. Doggone it, you know. I wish people would do their research and call these people on it. It's frustrating. Well, somebody sent me a good timing. Send me a quote by Vladimir Lenin. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's what they do. But they've lost already. That's the major point. They cannot possibly win their New World Order on the long term. They will have it for a short period of time, because it's in the Bible. There will be judgment on those that turn away from God. It's in the Bible. God's going to allow it. Because we've turned away from Him. Which brings me to another point. Did y'all know that in Florida, in a town council meeting on the 9th of May, that was about 3 days ago, do just 3 days after the Supreme Court ruled that Secretarian, S-E-C-T-A-R-I-A-N, Secretarian, legislative prayer was constitutional in Greece versus Galloway. A man, see how that's how they do it. A man in Deerfield Beach, Florida, requested to open session of the town council or the Florida State Senate with a satanic prayer. Chaz Stevens, hey Chaz Stevens here, a Satanist, explained the raw story. See, they get these bills passed, like your going to kill your children bill in Oregon, Euthanasia Act. Now, y'all can disbelieve it all you want. And when it's passed, all these states are going to jump on it. And they, your child, if it's disabled, and they're going to extend it to other reasons, can say, Mom, I just want to die. I just want to kill myself. It's legal. I want to do it now without having to be painful. And you can't say a word about it. Because the international rights of the child will prevent you from stopping the decision of your child. But go on ahead. Just go to sleep, y'all, that's doing it. Or if you know people doing it, just explain to them. And your child can kill themselves and you can't do nothing about it. I see this as talk on major. How come your Boykin, who's going out to Oregon, isn't fighting this? Are they fighting it? How come Ron Paul's not bringing it up? Is it because he's a Rosicrucian and all for depopulation? Little link of the Council of National Policy and Ron Paul and Tea Party and, you know, a little connection, all cozy going on there. Yep, satanic prayer will open Florida Town Council meeting if Chaz Stevens has his way. They're testing the waters. They got the legislation passed. Now they're going to test it. They're pushing it. Big time. Now I want to cover this week the whole full implication of feminism and how the Rockefellers funded feminism to break up the family, and break up the family, destroy the country. That's a strategy, like you play chess. You stay 5 moves ahead or something, 10 or whatever. That was the whole purpose of feminism all along, funded by the Rockefellers. They got ways to break up the military. They got ways to break up the country. And feminism is one of them. And that's an absolute fact. Unfortunately, the only thing better than a sweet, sentimental Mother's Day is its radical feminist history, steeped in religious values. Father's Day came later. As a response to it. Oh man, if people only did the research to understand what they're dealing with. Opinion reaction in Arkansas gay marriage ruling. Arkansas Now. An Arkansas judge on this past Friday struck down the state's 10-year-old ban on gay marriage as unconstitutional. Lifted are some quotes from Pulaski Circuit Court Judge Chris Piazza on order. Little by little, we pull away from God, he gonna pull away from us. Family, y'all buckle up. You buckle up, I'm gonna tell you right now. Y'all get ready. Cause there's a train coming. They can do this all they want, man. They can gay marriage 50 states. But all they're doing is setting up their downfall. And the rest of us. Because this is supernatural, what's going on. Ohio appeals order on out-of-state gay marriages. They're just bang, 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 bang. One after the other. Then, you've got, that was the Conchita Wurst, the tall, slim, dark hair, large eyes, flawless skin, and a full beard, winning the, oh man, you here we go. And then you have a picture here. Arkansas clerk issues first gay marriage license. Shows two girls just smacking sugar. And they got to make sure you see it all. You know, it's none of my business. I'm not judging their moral character. I can't do that. What I am judging, I know that they are using this as a stepping stone for the Antichrist, for the stepping stone of us to become linked up with the entire world as far as the Antichrist and the New Age concept as do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. It's got to get us there. That's why they're putting the statue of the Baphomet in Arkansas, in Oklahoma. Man, it's everywhere. All at once. Boom, 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 boom. I'm keeping track of this stuff. And it's just amazing how it works. It's not a good thing. And when it happens, you're going to have more of this. For example, May the 9th, Tampa, Florida. Man killed his wife and kids, set home ablaze, deputies say. Family, this is satanic involvement. Drugs do cause it. Alcohol. Sometimes don't need that. The microchips. The voice-to-skull technology. A Florida man shot his wife and two teenage children in the head, then scattered gasoline and fireworks around the mansion that they rented before setting the home ablaze and killing himself, deputies said Friday. Family, this is testing their technology. It causes possession. He had a .40 caliber handgun. Shot his wife, Kimberly, 19-year-old son, Colin Campbell, a teenage daughter, Megan. This is, family, this is not normal, to say the least. It's been outside instigated. They rented a 6,000-square-foot home. He's a former professional tennis player. $1 million home. That should get your attention. What's really going on? Some other articles that's come out, and I'm going to get with the World War III issue here that's coming up. They've got to justify the international rights of the child, so they're always going to have in the news, quote, teacher slaps 9-year-old boy and then slaps him again. They got to get these in the news every day to show how the children are being abused, to justify signing the International Rights of the Child, which was never signed in 1989 by us Americans. So you got to have this justification going on. So you'll see a lot of this going on in the news. The plans for a black mass at Harvard angers the Boston Catholics. It's sticking in there, man. Then you got the cops execute unarmed people, shoot two of their own in unhinged rampage. I talked about the felons that's infiltrated into our police departments nationwide. It's a matter of the plans. And the protocols goes back to 1776. And now, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, military's transgender policy continually should be reviewed. Oh, man. And here we finally get to World War III has begun in Ukraine. It's not World War III, by no stretch of imagination. World War III is between political Zionism and Islam, and will be when everything else has been wiped out. China's been pulled into the United States because they want to control the resources in foreign trade zones and 257 plus sovereign Chinese territory in America. People aren't talking about that. How come Ron Paul's not talking about it? Not said a word about it. The first one that ever occurred, number one foreign trade zone, should have been a course of complaint. Not a word. We got like 280 now or something like that. Chinese are here. Russian Spetsnaz are here. And yet they talk about World War III like it's coming. It's so surreal. It's ridiculous. They're counting on people not putting the dots, connecting the dots together. What do you do? I mean, really? Who's going to speak out about this? I feel like, hello, 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 hello. Anybody home, 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 home? No, that's not my echo chamber. That's me. You know, it's just, is anybody getting any of this at all at the highest level? They realize they're going to cut the nose off to spite the face. It's like they don't have any idea about what they're doing. You see, I try to bring this up hoping somebody gets the word and somebody will step out that has connections or control and at least start getting on a higher level that starts speaking the truth at least once. Somebody, you know. Well, if you look up Albert Pike's plan for World War III, you'll see clearly what he planned on doing. His World War I, World War II worked out exactly like they planned it. Now, something is not good. If they can't get us as Americans to stand up and fight each other again like we did the Civil War, they got so dumbed down or fluoridated or so tied up in our own lives that we don't rise up and fight and all that sort of thing like they want us to. Okay, then what we'll do, they say, will cause something to happen. That's their alternative motive or their alternative to not justifying martial law by insurrection. That was what the Bundys were all about. Old Clive Bundy's Illuminati. And they tried to push everybody's buttons, working with the government behind the scenes, pretending to be patriots or not. They're the last ones of their ranchers that survived since 1993. How come? How's that happen? How come nobody stepped up the first rancher got pulled out? A lot of questions there. And I saw their on the YouTube, you saw the where the BLM had their dogs out, you know. And then you had the ranchers over here, and they're all yelling at each other and back at the BLM. And then they sick the dogs on them. Family's all played out. It's all scripted. It wasn't real. Well, something's coming up now. I hope it's not true. But let me just put it like this. If they were to target the Hoover Dam. See, the Hoover Dam is one of the miracles of the modern world that almost defy explanation when you see it. The top of the dam is 1,200 foot long. It's more than 700 foot high, like a 70-story building. And the top of it is about 1,200 long. At the base, it's a 660 foot thick. At the top, it's 45 foot thick. The water on the lake side is more than 500 feet deep, and the lake holds about 10 trillion gallons of water. Enough to water to cover a state like Connecticut, 10 foot of water. If that dam broke by earthquake caused by a harp somewhere, it's hard to even imagine, given its thickness. But if they use harp, it wouldn't be. It won't be a conventional bomb. That's impossible. A very, very strong atomic bomb, maybe. But if they use harp, earthquake, or a fake meteorite strike or some such thing as that, some other natural disaster would have somehow eliminate the Hoover Dam in one fell swoop. Well, the first thing would happen is that 10 trillion gallons of water would move fast as it could out of the lake and down the river in a huge tsunami of water. Hoover Dam is located in the desert, not large, not hugely inhabited below the dam. But there are some sizable populations along the way. Lake Havasu City and 40,000 people, about the biggest town in the United States along the river, Bullhead City, population 30,000, also close to the dam. Needles, California, Blythe, California, Laughlin, Nevada, all the populations around 10,000 people as well. But the biggest damage would be the lakes below the Hoover Dam. Below the Hoover Dam is another large lake called Lake Mojave, held in place by Davis Dam. Then you have Lake Havasu, I think it is called, held in place by Parker Dam. There are smaller lakes and smaller dams. And, for example, Lake Havasu holds about 200 billion gallons of water is all. Can you imagine the impact of that dam was to blow? It just cascade down. I think that would cause enough reason for martial law, say the least. Water would be affected for Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, and San Diego. Including power would be shut off. Big problem. They wouldn't hesitate to do that. To connect the Great Lakes with the Gulf of Mexico. There's your NAFTA highway full of water. Family, these people are desperate to get across their New World Order. And they're afraid of you that are praying, of American military. Otherwise, we wouldn't have spent several generations trying to take us down. Because they know there's not a country in this world that could take us. Well, now you can't say that. You vets better know what you're dealing with and know who the enemy really is. This whole thing is going by the book and would serve the Joint Chief of Staff to do a little research on that, because they'll be on a target list by the Illuminati when they're done with them. They will not survive. Illuminati will kill every one of them. That's a promise. They will not survive. The deep underground military base, they know is going to be wiped out. The real World War III is after the period of peace and prosperity. And that's when all the evils already passed by, they say. But will not be so. Because that will just set people up for the next stage of the end times events. And you're not getting it from these preachers out here selling CDs and DVDs and all that. They're not telling you the truth about the real Armageddon. By no stretch of imagination. From Hagee and all the rest of them. Osteen, the whole lot of it. There's going to be a war in heavens. The real World War III is not the Ukraine. I want to get that across. Now, they tried to plan World War III in 1999, the year 2000. I think the one named Alex Jones went off in December 31st, 1999, a ranting and a raving. I got a copy of it, about how Putin was launching attacks with Hinds here, getting shot down and all this. Family, it never happened. It's a lie. I was there in Kosovo. On the border in November, December 1999, all the way to 2004. I arrived there October the 15th, 1999, in Kosovo. I was there for 5 years. Not a hint of any shooting going on in the Ukraine at all. Now, in Kosovo, there was, being orchestrated by us, as we helped Al-Qaeda. Same thing with the NATO, that fruitcake Wesley Clark, how they destroyed Kosovo. Trying to kill the Serb Orthodox Christians and Albanians too. Wesley Clark's another liar. He's a Rhodes Scholar. That tells you right there. Rhodes Scholarship only goes to those who are Illuminati. And that's a fact. J.P. Rhodes is what he designed it for. Family, I don't believe in being gentle. It's just the way it is. The real World War III is between political Zionism and Islam. After the peace of prosperity and disclosure. And then when it get ugly from then on, that's the second seal. That's the real World War III. Armageddon is between Jesus Christ and the supernatural transhumanized army of Satan at the end of the 7 years tribulation. Calvinists, get out of the way. Go back to Bible school. Calvinism, liars. We haven't entered the 7 year tribulation. So not possible. So family, get away from these people. I don't have time to mince words anymore. I don't believe in being politically correct. I just don't have time for it. We got to get to it. Jesus Christ is the only true word of God you got. He's the only true Savior. There is no human being that's going to accomplish this for you. Not one. Now, I had mentioned about a war in heaven. The war in the heavens. I got 30 more minutes to go in the final segment of this broadcast. And the war in heaven is going to be the one after World War III. When Satan and his fallen angels are cast out of the second heaven here on earth. Now, I plan on tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow and Wednesday, one of those 2 days or both, exposing more of the Wesak Festival. You need to know about this darn thing. And the ones of Bohemian Grove aren't high enough to attend it. That's just to keep the world leaders in their little fantasy party time, I guess. Cremation of care and all this. The big deal goes at Wesak Festival, they don't talk about much. They want you to know. They want you to know about Bohemian Grove. That's why they hired Alex Jones to bring in that tape, that recording of it. Or either paid him or gave it to him, one of the two. But the war in the heavens, and we'll talk about now. The real war in heavens. The next event a war in heaven you will not be able to see. There's a book about angel wars or something about quail. That's baloney. I wouldn't pay 10 cents for that book. A war in heaven, you'll not be able to see it with the naked eye. Now, the war you're going to see in the future, it's going to be made up of holograms, supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors, and foolery. That's the war in heaven you'll see. It's not the war in heaven that's in the Bible, the real war in heaven. Those who are still left on the earth as the seven-year tribulation begins to unfold will experience this war in heaven only when the fallen angels come to the earth. They're going to make a claim before the first seal is broken that the Illuminati, the evil, has been defeated. That they're going to claim. Everybody, there's arrests being made. The bankers are arrested. Obama and the Bush has been arrested. And Tony Blair and all this and all that. It's all a bunch of baloney to placate the public. If you see a war in heaven, know that the UFO thing going on is holograms. Look up strontium barium niobate chemical and 3D holographic imagery and link that up with chemtrails. You got yourself a TV up there in the atmosphere. That's what they're setting up. What happens in this event is that Satan and all of his fallen angels are cast out of heaven, the second heaven, and cast down to the earth by St. Michael and his army of angels. The real St. Michael, not the fake one they have in the New Age movement. There will literally be a war in the heavens between God's angels and Satan and his fallen angels. And let me tell you something. His angels do not need, God's angels do not need UFOs, for goodness sakes. You don't have Battlestar Galactica going on here. This is going to be supernatural. You won't be able to see it. The part you will see is when the externalization of the hierarchy or the fallen angels that come on this earth will manifest themselves. and the Nephilim will come out. To understand exactly what's happening with this war in heaven, you got to know that there's three heavens. Now, the Apostle Paul says that he is taken up to the third heaven, paradise. Paradise was also when Jesus Christ died on the cross. He went to paradise, which was in the earth, because all the Old Testament saints were there waiting for the Messiah to come preach to them and to vacate paradise that was then in the chasm between hell and paradise. Was a big chasm separating the two. Jesus came down at the time of death on the cross for those 3 days and preached to the Old Testament saints in paradise so they could leave then paradise and go to heaven, including the prisoner, the felon, the criminal on one side of Jesus who died on the cross with him. He was in paradise because Jesus hadn't died yet. You see how it worked? Then paradise was vacated. They're all in heaven now, of the Old Testament saints. The first heaven is earth, the physical realm, where the atmosphere stops. The second heaven is the space, the planets, the suns and all that, where only supernatural beings can inhabit. Human flesh cannot be out there until the DNA is changed. So Paul's DNA was either changed or he is given a spiritual out of his body experience that God can do. Because he says he believed, he encountered Jesus and possibly the God the Father. He says he does not know if he was in the body or out of the body when he had this experience. Quote, "It's doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body or I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows such a one was caught up in the third heaven," unquote. Do you understand what that means? "It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast." He didn't say, in other words, he's saying here, he didn't say, "I, Paul, me, was brought up by Jesus Christ 14 years ago. I don't really know whether I, Paul, me, was whether in the body, out of the body, but he brought me up to heaven." See, Paul didn't say that. He wasn't boasting like these people on Oprah Winfrey or Sid Roth and all these writing books and all this silly nonsense. He says, "Well, you know, I'm not going to boast about it, but let's just put it like this. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago," he's talking about himself, "whether in the body, I don't know. Whether out of the body, I don't know. God knows, but such a one was caught up in the third heaven." That's where God resides, in the third heaven. See the difference in the disciples then and what you have today? I had somebody tell me he's one of the two witnesses. I said, "Really?" I said, "Can I have your autograph?" He said, "That ain't funny." I said, "Well, two witnesses, man, you're not two witnesses." Oh, mercy. People say, "I am Bishop Banat. I am Prophet Muhammad Thomas Gamble." That don't work that way, man. Then we'll write a book about it. Oh, please. And that neurosurgeon that ended up on Oprah, that wrote that he visited heaven. An angel said, "You don't have to worry about sin anymore. All sins have been forgiven. Just go back and enjoy life." I don't think so. See what they do. Second Corinthians 12, 1 to 4. In the King James Bible, 2 Corinthians 12, 1 to 4, talks about him going up to the third heaven. Many believe that Paul was talking about himself, though, you see, that he was the one who had this experience. If that verse is telling us that there is a third heaven, then there must be a first heaven and a second heaven. If God and Jesus live in the third heaven, then the first heaven has to be our earth. The second heaven has to be the air or the atmosphere between heaven and the earth. Space. Satan is called Prince of the Power of the Air in the Bible. That's where he and his demons live and roam in. And they have seven what's called principalities. So in this time before, Satan and his fallen angels were cast out of the third heaven where God and Jesus lived long before humans were created on the earth. Satan rebelled against God before we were ever created, and he thus was cast out of the third heaven and down to the second heaven, the air, space. That's why the Bible calls Satan Prince of the Power of the Air. And you find that in Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 2. So if you go to Ephesians, there, 2, 1 to 2, and you hath he quickened who was dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You see how that works? The children of disobedience is the Illuminati, the Vatican, secret societies, the fake Jews. These are children of disobedience. They go against God. Y'all see how that works? Think about that for a minute. God's a great revealer. Satan is a great deceiver. What God uncovers, Satan tries to hide. You see, every conspiracy is simply a step in the outward manifestation of Lucifer's determined rebellion toward God as executed by his human agents, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Slam dunk. Satan is not confined to the bottomless pit. He doesn't sit there with his trident and say, okay, you're going over here, you're going over there. It doesn't do that. That's where he's going to end up. He still has audience with God right now. He has a dimension, some kind of dimension that he and the fallen angels can approach God. Jude 1 and 2. Sons of God and came before the throne, and Satan was among them. You'll find it there. Oh, there it is. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And that's the second half of the tribulation. The Lord's day. He will release them on this earth. Then you're going to get your 200 million. They'll have their bodies to go against Jesus at Armageddon. Man, these half-baked preachers out here and evangelists better get on the stick and get with the right word of God instead of this nonsense they got in Sid Roth and 10 buck two CDs and DVDs and all this other nonsense and get with the true word of God. It says in 2 Peter 2, verse 4 to 5, for if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, delivered them to the chains of darkness to be delivered into judgment, spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Then it says in Job 1 to 2, of the second wave of fallen angels. 1:6 says, Job 1:6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. They still have that dimension of the second wave of fallen angels. Job 2:1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. They still have a dimension they can approach God with to accuse, and what he's telling them they're going to do and not going to do, what they can't do. But us, now you see, that goes back to what we're talking about. The more we turn away from God, the more latitude they get. That's what's happening with all that I've been talking about now for the past hour and a half. Satan is not confined to that bottomless pit. He's free to roam in the air until Jesus comes back with his second coming. So after Jesus comes back, you see, Satan is thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, chained. Antichrist, false prophet, or sent into the lake of fire. He's there to get it warmed up. He's not there yet. And after Armageddon, he won't be for 1,000 years. Then eventually into the lake of fire, brimstone, into the 1,000-year millennium. And at that point is Gog and Magog. And when he loses that, that's when he goes in the pit. Lake of fire is then. I'm doing a study now of why he's released after 1,000 years and what goes on in that 1,000 years. I'm doing a study on that to get kind of an idea of what's going on there. But there's no temptation that 1,000 years like we got today. So what happens is that event that Satan is cast from the second heaven down to the first heaven, which is our earth. Okay? And the Bible says that Satan is at that point furious when that happens, because he knows when he's kicked out in the butt, out of the second heaven, into the first, shut down. That portal is shut down, and there's no amount of invocation, sacrifice, nothing can open it up when God shuts it. Frequencies will be changed. He'll lose his modem because he didn't pay the bill. He knows his time is really short. He knows that scripture because it's written. The Bible then says, woe to the people who are still living on the earth when this event happens. Because Satan will then start to release his wrath upon the earth. He'll first go after the Jewish people, the Hebrew Israelites. But God will provide protection for 1/3 of the Jews. The others will be wiped out. He'll not be able to kill all of them. The Bible says he will be able to kill or be able to turn his attention to the rest of God's people, the saints in Christ. That's where you get the 42 months that God's saints will be allowed to be given into the hand of the devil and the saint Antichrist for mass persecution. It's coming. The war in heaven, but you're not appointed to wrath of God and trumpets. But the war in heaven could occur around the midpoint of the tribulation. It's hard to say when this will really happen. But it's possible that point, because keep in mind, at the beginning, it could happen at the third or fourth seal, thereabouts, because keep in mind, the first seal is where peace is going to come after some kind of chaotic event. Then there's going to be peace. So he's going to have that war in heaven, won't happen yet. Then comes the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. The white horse is the peace and prosperity period. The red horse is at war, World War III, which will bring on the black horse, the pale horse, which is famine and pestilence. Now you're about mid-tribulation about this time, 3.5 years. And you know, that event could also explain why the Antichrist, all of a sudden in the middle of tribulation, breaks off his peace treaty with the Jewish people and then proceeds to seat himself in the Jewish temple, proclaim himself to be God, and starts mass persecution of the Jewish people, God's saints. Some people think that Satan himself may actually possess the Antichrist at this time, since he's now officially been cast down to earth. Y'all understand the externalization of the hierarchy? That's when the fallen angels, the hierarchy, the ascended masters, the aliens, whatever you want to call them, are here on earth, called disclosure, day of declaration, somewhere along there. They prepared you all for this on the TVs and movies and sci-fi. It's called the Legion of Heroes. It's called Superman. It's called Batman, the Flash, all these silly things that we've all as kids watched these comic books and TVs as these people with special powers. Well, these are fallen angels, family. They're supernaturals all. So we'll see them as aliens or superheroes until they turn ugly. We've been prepared for that since 1938, when the first Masonic comic book, Freemason, wrote the comic book called Superman. Superman is actually several thousand years old. The concept of Rosicrucians, which Ron Paul is one of them, Rosicrucian idea that man to become as God. That's why the Skull and Bones number is 322. Genesis 3, verse 22. Man to become as a God has always been their plan. And to do this, they needed the resources of the North American continent called the New Atlantis. Whew, boy, I covered a whole lot of ground there. That's the big, big picture. This war in heaven makes you wonder, why would God cast Satan out of the second heaven? Why not just wait until the sun comes back and then cast him in the bottomless pit? When the second heaven, from the second heaven, just straight to the bottomless pit, like Greyhound Bus. But research I've done, there's some theologians believe that when Jesus comes back the second time, he'll start his descension from the third heaven, where he now resides. He'll then pass through the second heaven, as the angel did heading toward Daniel. Remember when Daniel prayed for angel? He said, it took me 2 weeks to get here because he had to go through the second heaven. There you go. They'll not have any demons in the second heaven or Satan to contend with going through there. It'd be clean. Michael, the archangels are going to make a rooter out of second heaven before Jesus ever comes. Then they'll land on the first heaven, which is our earth at the Mount of Olives. Then you have fulfillment of Scripture. So God's going to want the second heaven cleaned out with Satan and all his demons before his son Jesus starts to descend from the third heaven. God's saints will be coming back down with Jesus when he comes back the second time. So if that's the case, that means the rapture has occurred around mid-tribulation. Possibly. I will not declare that at all. I'm not a theologian. As a matter of fact, nobody can declare it. Nobody knows the rapture, when it's going to happen. Nobody even knows when tribulation is going to happen. So how in the world can you take a position on when the rapture is when you don't even have a clue when the tribulation is going to start? None of us do. You can't take a position. Well, I believe it's pre-trib. I believe it's mid-trib. I believe it's post-trib. And my question is, okay, so when's the trib? They'll never be able to answer you. And what does it matter? If God's not going to let us know when the rapture is going to happen. It's impossible. And yet people say, well, it's the feast of this or feast of that, or it's some kind of blood moon. There's no four blood moons. That's nonsense, Pastor Hagee. You're full of baloney, you and Mark Blitz. Man, why are you wasting people's time? There's one blood moon. And that's when the sun turns to sackcloth. And one blood moon, not four. And that, I'll tell you exactly when. It's in the Bible. Sixth seal. Revelation 6, 12 to 17. Right there you go. And that's the only one. And yet these so-called theologians say otherwise. They wrong. Bible trumps them. End of story. You have an eclipse, of course, and they can make something out of it if they want to. That means they're working with Luciferians in concert. Now, they can pull it off. This daggum sure not in the Bible. So if Jesus and all his God's saints are coming together at one time for his event, God may want the second heaven cleaned out. And by the way, the Pope, the Vatican, man, they can't pick saints. They have no authority to. Zero. Even if they do it. How come Catholics don't preach out about that? Why they just sit there and take it? I don't understand this. But Satan will obviously know when he's cast down out of earth, onto earth, actually. And the Bible says from his point on, he knows his time is short. It's kind of a catch-22 for him, isn't it? That's why he's going to be furious. Satan will have 3.5 years to wreak havoc. But he has to put up with the seven seal judgment upon this earth. Will he not? Oh, by the way, when y'all come on to this program, you know, I'm going to finish this up tomorrow, part two, about this war in heaven. I think it's important. Several other things I'm going to talk about. I'll do a refresher on this one, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. We're coming to the end of the program. I want to remind you all that we're played up in highpointradio.net, John Kirkler. And we're also John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and at highpointradio.net. He plays us randomly, Bible studies and so forth. Tonight, 9 to 11, go to my website, watchmenforjesus.com, and 9 to 11, I have another broadcast on Revelation Radio Network. You can acquire that through the Blog Talk Radio link or just on my website. 9 to 11 tonight's another broadcast. And I'll cover a different subject tonight, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. Also, we're played, streamed at Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio, also streams us. And go to my website, watchforjesus.com for links. And there you go. As simple as that. And we're coming to the end. I appreciate y'all coming by. I will talk tomorrow about the war in heaven and some other subject matters that we'll discuss. Wesak Festival this week. We'll talk about and expose it and a whole bunch of other things. True news, I call it. Family, Jesus Christ is the bottom line. That's it. No human being. No superheroes out there. Only Jesus. And you all realize that. Pass it on to others. It's called the Great Commission. Because family is coming to a head, to say the least. You can see this in the news and articles and the way the events are happening. And at one point, this dam's going to break. And then what are you going to do then? Whose side are you going to be on? You better decide now, pretty quick. By repenting of sins and taking Jesus as your Savior is what it's going to boil down to. That's why he has the tribulations. That's why he has the seals, actually, to wake people up out of this matrix of power that they've got. Tomorrow we'll come back and we'll talk about the war in heaven tomorrow. Some of the end time events and some more news. We'll talk about what's really behind the scenes. And Wesak this week, Wesak Festival. Man, I'm going to bust that open. You got to know the evil that resides in this festival and pray against it. That's the purpose of it. It's praying against it. Unless you know what it is, you can't pray against it. The idea is to extend the time to be able to witness to others. That's why God's not in a big hurry, if you will, because he wishes that none would perish, but all have everlasting life. But there's those going to turn away from him. The longer this lasts, hopefully the more will be converted and take Jesus as their Savior. Y'all have a good night and know that he won at the cross of Calvary. Don't lose hope. Don't let them put fear about Fukushima here, Fukushima there, World War III coming down upon you, blah, 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 on and on and on they go. You focus on the truth. You focus on reality. You focus on eternity. Satan's going to try to do everything he can to keep you busy. Well, get out of that and get with Christ. Y'all have a good night. And we'll see y'all tonight, 9 to 11, Blog Talk Radio, Jesus, Watchman for Jesus, Blog Talk Radio, or you can get it on my own website, either one. And then tomorrow, 4 o'clock, hit the ground running. Thank y'all for coming by. Good night. God bless. And this is the Watchman signing off. Good night.
Sunlight from the sky, guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Night, God bless. As soon as I shut off here, it will turn back to a 24-hour loop of broadcast. And good night, shutting down now. God bless.